This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I am your host, Joey Burgoyne, and joining me this morning is a friend of the show, a friend of the station, just a great guy and friend in general, John Lyman of Lyman Orchards. I'm seeing a generation of farmers down at Lyman Orchards. They've been there a while. They're going to be there a while. And if you're looking for something to do, spring is around the corner. Winter seemed to just do a drive-by and missed us completely, but spring's in the air, the flowers are starting to pop, the buds on the trees are starting to bloom, and one thing that John is getting ready to do is entertain and feed and have people come out to pick. There's so many things coming up, John. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Good morning, Joey. How are you today?
We're doing good. Like I said, you know, spring's coming. We got things to do. We got April vacation coming up for the kids. So we'll get into some of the things that, you know, you guys are doing to kind of give parents a respite of having to deal with the little kiddies at home. But let's just, you know, we'll recap. How was winter for the farm? I mean, are you guys ready? It didn't seem like a wet, snowy winter. So is everything kind of ready to get going planting and bud-wise?
Yeah, we were running ahead of normal because of being so mild over the winter, but in the last few weeks, it's been a little colder than normal, so that's kind of slowed things down. So we're not too far off of being in a normal schedule. So I think that's good because we don't like to come too early because you could always have some late spring frost that do some damage on the fruit buds. So we're hoping we'll get through the period because it's always touch and go. But we generally came through okay, although that cold blast we had in early February did serious damage to our peach buds, unfortunately. So there's not going to be much of a peach crop this year, and that's pretty much throughout the Northeast. So we're kind of bummed about that. But right now the apples and pears look okay, and we're thinking of strawberries and small fruits and everything all be fine as well.
Well, that's good. Now, you know, I know like the trimming and stuff like that. Is there a lot that you guys have to do to kind of get the plants and trees ready to start growing for the season?
Yeah, we spend the whole winter pruning the trees. That's the time to do the pruning. And so our crews have been going nonstop since really the end of December. And, you know, the weather has been favorable, meaning it hasn't been a lot of snow to trudge through and it hasn't been so cold that it's unpleasant to be out there. So we've made good progress. The crews actually had a good winter, and we're about on schedule there. And again, the trees are, as you mentioned, are about ready to pop. Probably sometime here in the next week or two, we'll be starting to get into this, you know, where the green starts to show and the buds and they start to open up. And usually bloom occurs on apples in early May. And pears are a little before that. Peaches normally would be at the end of April. So, you know, we're about on target there. And so we're looking forward to that.
Well, that's good. And now, you know, like I said, there's plenty of events coming up. The Apple Barrel's always open. You know, if anyone hasn't been to the Apple Barrel, I know I harped on this when we were there for our holiday store broadcasts. You know, it's somewhere you can go for something for anyone in your family. There's going to be something that anyone in your family will love, whether it's the cheeses, the produce, the apple pies, the every other pie you guys sell, the Yastaberry jam, which I got a jar of when we were there, all the fun stuff, I guess you can say, as an adult. It's the candy store for adults.
we definitely have a lot of goodies, especially our bakery coming out with the pies, the donuts, the muffins, you name it, we've got it. And we do a lot of events, as you mentioned. So we've got a full month ahead of us. It's geared to the whole family, including things like Touch a Truck, which is occurring on April 1st. We have been doing monthly homestead tours. We do a lot with goats, work with Bradley Farm. They are going to be out here during school vacation with a fairy goat mother play date where you can dress up goats. And people love that. We have Circle K here with rabbits on the 8th of April. And we're doing something neat with the Fidelco guide dog puppies and service animals. In fact, we're going to have a obstacle course where people be blindfolded and have the dog take them through. So again, a lot of experiential events for people to participate in,
and a lot of workshops. And, I'm noticing a lot of workshops. Like it's the it's the farm is an actual running farm. Lyman's, you guys do, you know, this is not just a for show thing. It's a running, functioning farm. So to provide these workshops you guys are doing, it's kind of cool. You're letting people come in and experience what it takes to, you know, either do the donuts or do the baking and stuff like that. That's I think something that a lot of people take for granted nowadays, the work that goes into the stuff.
It is. It's a very, they're very popular. So we invite people into the bakery and can do, we got a stuff a donut workshop on April 12th of vacation week. We got a pie making workshop the next day on Thursday, the 13th, red, white, and blue. So we do, you know, the pie workshops are especially popular. And again, people like to kind of roll up their sleeves and, you know, and make their own pie and then they can bring it home. It's a great experience.
And those things like you see, no pun intended, the fruits of your labor. Like you made this, you know what went in it. And there's something to be said at the end of the day, like this is yours. You did this.
Absolutely. We have a neat event new for us this year. It's going to be at the end of the month, April 30th. It's Forge on the Farm, and it's a blacksmithing demo. And Brian Evelich from the Evelich Metalworks, who people may have seen him on History Channel's Forge and Fire. He's going to be here and going to be demonstrating how to make products with the metalwork and kitchenware and cooking utensils. So it's going to be kind of a fun event. We try to do is introduce people to maybe these old arts that we don't really know anymore, but try to, you know, they're part of our history. And so kind of bring them back and let people see the true artisans, if you will, of the different industries.
Oh, it's definitely a craft. I mean, that's one thing I've always wanted to do is, you know, especially summertime, springtime, fall, pretty much any time of the year, let's be honest, when I'm cooking out and barbecuing, I'm like, I just want, there's something to be said, like you see a guy online or a commercial or a cooking show and they take out the knife they forged to cut that piece of meat. Like it just adds a little bit of something. That's one of the things I've always wanted to do. So I definitely plan on being there the 30th to watch that demonstration.
Yeah. For sure. Oh, it's a new one. It's going to be a lot of fun, I'm sure.
I mean, there's so many things going on. And I'm looking ahead, the air cooled in the orchard. I have a classic Volkswagen. I have a 74 VW Beetle. It's air cooled. Yeah. Can't wait to actually do a show at Lyman's. Like that's pretty cool in my mind.
Yeah. Now we try to invite all these great organizations to come and you know, whether it be the antique cars or specialty that they have, we're just trying to, you know, expose them and give them an opportunity to tell people what they do and how they do it. And it just makes for a lot of fun for everybody and for just things to do throughout the spring and summer. We have our traditional festivals coming up. We'll have our Strawberry Festival in June, our Raspberry Festival and Blueberry Festivals will be in July. And of course, you know, if you're not into all that, you can play golf because we're open at the golf courses. We've been open all winter and we're open now. So you can always get involved there too.
Yeah. And you can, you know, go to the 1741 Pub and Grill, grab a bite. Go to the Apple Barrel, grab some apple pie to bring home to just sit outside in the spring and just, you know, watch everything come to life. You know, it's one of those things. I got a curveball for you here, John. You know, the farm's been around over 275 years. What do you, like, you know, your great-great-grandfather, how do you think that generations would look upon what you've been doing to their, you know, original concept and just expanding it? Like, there's some history there, but you're doing an amazing job keeping the history, but keeping up with the times. Like, do you ever think they would have envisioned something like this 200 years ago?
Well, I guess the best way to answer that would be, I know that they never would have imagined people would pay to walk through a cornfield. So I think that kind of is the best example in my mind is, you know, they'd say, there's no way, you know, you're going to pay, you know, people are going to pay to go through a cornfield. No way. But yeah, no, it's, you know, we've had to stay, you know, stay current, and yet we also have a history. We want to make sure we preserve that and promote that, but also be relevant to people today and have fun events that people want to take part in.
And it is nice to see that whole farm to table thing kind of coming back again. It's the old meets new. Like, this is what it used to be like, you know, local farm stands, local farmers growing produce, the farmers market, seeing all that have a resurgence nowadays. That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
to do the events that you guys are doing on top of that. It shows that you're in this for the long haul. Like, 275 years is a starting point.
Yeah, no, we definitely are. And people, like you say, are like to get back and participate in things that they grew up as kids and knew about, and they want to teach their kids. And, you know, we've got a CSA program, as so many farms do throughout the state. It's another way to get involved and get local produce every week. And participate in the agricultural heritage of the state.
And there's a lot of agricultural heritage in this state. I just talked with, you know, down on the shoreline, the Mystic Museum. Like, there's a massive nautical history in the state. There's a massive agriculture history in the state. It's things that, you know, I don't want to see go away, because you know how much I love the farm and the agriculture industry. And, you know, we've been talking a lot about all the events coming up. If people want more information, it's LymanOrchards.org. Just click on events, and there's, you know, eventually the pick your own stuff will be open. We'll be picking strawberries and yastaberries and blueberries and apples. Oh my, you want to do golf. There's the restaurants.
Yes.
There's so many things you're doing to keep the farm and the homestead alive. I'm sure the generations are watching on you going, okay, he's doing a good job. We appreciate that.
Well, it is. We're always inviting people out. Come out and have a fun experience with the family on the farm. It's just the way it is. It should be.
Yep.
We just love having people come.
From touch a truck to stuff a donut, Lyman Orchard's doing it all this spring. And like I say, if you're looking for something to do with the kids during that spring break, the weather's going to be good. I have a feeling it's been good for the most part, so why not continue it? Head down to Lyman Orchard's for Bunny and Paws. You guys have the Easter brunch, Sweet Tooth Workshop, the rabbits, the goats. There's so many things going on. Like I said, LymanOrchards.com. Paint your pet at the 1741 Pub. Things are going on day and night down there. So head down to Middlefield, Lyman Orchards. John, I appreciate your time this morning. And let's keep things like this going right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.